An important aspect of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema that we've been talking about is the idea of Zman Kriya Shema. The Torah describes Kriya Shema in the mornings has to be said of Kumecha, Kriya Shema night has to be said of Shachacha. And the Mishnah tells us that what this refers to is a very, very specific time that in order to perform the mitzvah and have Torah of Kriya Shema, at least concerning the Kriya Shema in the morning we're speaking about right now, it has to be within a very, very short time frame. It has to be within that time when people generally get up. What exactly does that mean? When does that translate to what thoughts? There was a machlokes atanoim. There was one Tana Rabbi Eliezer who maintained that Kriya Shema has to be completed by Netzach Chama, by sunrise. Because by sunrise is when most people would already be up in the olden days. You could say, Baruch Hashem, we don't follow that view of Rabbi Eliezer. That would have been Shachris every morning at about 4:45. We possibly like the view of Rabbi Yeshua, that since there are still some people who are getting up a little bit later, the B'nai B'loch of the princes, they didn't have that much to do, they would sleep a little bit later. So the halach of Kriya Shema is determined and established based on their sleeping patterns. And since in the days of Chazal, the days that the Torah was given, that was still considered to be within the first 3 hours into the day, that is the halach of today as well. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, we follow the second view of Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara tells us that one can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema min HaTorah until 3 hours into the day. Past that point, according to the overwhelming majority of the poskim, one does not fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema min HaTorah. So Kriya Shema, Zman Kriya Shema is something one really, really has to remain cognizant of all the time, because it's really a question of losing out a special mitzvah mid araisa. How do you calculate the 3 hours? What does that mean, 3 hours into the day? So that was a big machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Gra in general about how to calculate the times of the day. When do those hours begin counting from Alos HaShachar, from dawn? Or when do they begin counting from Netzach Chama, from sunrise? That's going to be a pretty big difference in halacha. If you start from dawn, you're going to end up with a much earlier Zman Kriya Shema. How do we paskin halacha? So we generally assume, most of our communities assume the kula lenient on this matter. This was the psak of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. This is the view, again, we mentioned the Gra. This is the view of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And then Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes in the Shuvas that in the yeshivas in Lithuania, they used to be made, or they used to follow the view of the Gra. And therefore, they assume that Zman Kriya Shema goes until the 3 hours after sunrise. Nevertheless, there are some who are not fit to follow the Magen Avraham, especially the Yisrael, many have such a practice. So again, yesh v'yesh, there are different practices about this. But again, me'ikra mikra din, we generally seem to accept the view of the Bona Gra. Therefore, when you see on the calendars, it will say two Zmani Kriyash, the Magen Avraham and the Gra. Those who want to follow the later one, the Shiva's like Gra, have the right to do so. However, one really has to be careful not to get to the point where one actually misses Zman Kriya Shema. Missing it would be really missing out Chaval, be missing out on the level of a mitzvah d'araisa. Have a wonderful day.